WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. It is Fun Friday. And we're going to also have our Holiday Wish family coming up. And it's decidedly unfun what they're going through. But they want to have some fun in their lives. And they're going to explain to you how you can help with that. So we'll get into that in just a couple of minutes. And then next hour, Elizabeth Betancourt from the New Bedford Festival Theater is going to be here to talk about what they have coming up. But because it is Fun Friday, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs in New Bedford, we have a Fun Friday question for you. Our Fun Friday question we always put up on our Facebook page, and we ask you, and you can call in with your answers, or you can comment on the Facebook page, or you can send the app chat messages, or you can leave an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. But because, so I haven't watched the new episodes of Stranger Things yet. And I got to get to them this weekend before somebody spoils them for me. But from what I've seen online, the peanut butter boppers snack. Do you remember those peanut butter boppers? Late 80s, early 90s. So they are featured in this season. And as such, that is one of the items that they have brought back. Also, Gatorade in the glass bottle is featured. So that is something that they have brought back. And this is nothing new. The product tie-ins with Stranger Things. First of all, not only do they have a number of different Stranger Things products out there you can buy, you know, Demogorgon cereal and all that stuff. But New Coke was featured in, I think it was season two or three. And so Coke put New Coke back out. And you could go to the Coca-Cola website and order New Coke. And I ordered some. It was the same formula that they used in the 80s when they tried to change the Coca-Cola Classic formula. That's a whole different... We can talk about that some other time. But because it has been inspiring these things to come back, the question today is, what 80s or 90s food would you most want to see make a comeback? And that could be, you know, snack foods. That could be something that's a little bit healthier. It could be all kinds of different things. But a food from the 80s and 90s that you think needs to make a comeback. And you can answer that question on our Facebook page. You can use app chat. You can use open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I have a list. But some of them, you know, people would be like, well, it's still around. Oh, I didn't know that because I haven't eaten those things in 35 years. But I would have Ecto Cooler back permanently. They brought it back a few times for Ghostbusters tie-ins, but the Hi-C Ecto Cooler. And then also the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pudding pies. And really any Hostess pudding pie. But I like the Ninja Turtle ones. I mean, I'm a big Hostess fruit pie person. I love them. Now, I shouldn't have them anymore. So what I do is instead of going and buying like the full fruit pie, I'll go buy the box at Walmart that has the little like half size ones. And I'll have like one of those a week maybe. But to me, those are like the best, like way too sweet. Shouldn't be eating this kind of snack. But the pudding pies were like levels above. Anyway, so that's the Fun Friday question. If you want to take part in that, brought to you by Dee's Hot Dogs. And it's time now to introduce you to our holiday wish family for today. Our final Holiday Wish Family of the Week. This family comes from Westport. It is the Willis family. And Jennifer Willis has a special request that hopefully we can make come true for her 8-year-old son, Joey. And right now, we will let Jennifer tell you in her conversation with the MGM show on Fun 107 all about Joey's diagnosis. Again, 8-year-old Joey's diagnosis.
Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. It's a muscle deteriorating disease. Unfortunately for us, we didn't know that he had that until last year. This is a pretty new diagnosis, and it hit us pretty hard. He's good right now for the most part. He's a little slower than his peers, but over time, his muscles deteriorate. They guess that he's going to lose his ability to walk in between the age of 8 and 12.
He's 8 now.
Yeah.
So they're saying sometime in the next 4 years, he won't be able to walk anymore.
Yep, that's correct.
Does he know that?
No. We try to keep it light. He's very emotional due to the DMD, which is what we call that for short.
And what led to you getting that diagnosis? Were you noticing things changing in him? Was it just a regular doctor's appointment?
It was just a regular doctor's appointment. He's always had really big calves. Mm-hmm. But we've always been very active people. We've always been big hikers. We've hiked mountains together. So it's kind of crazy that he would have this diagnosis. So we just thought he was really strong. But a key symptom to this disease is enlarged calves. So we were just at a regular doctor's appointment, and when I told them that he couldn't really run very well, they sent us right to Boston, to Children's Hospital.
Talk about the first time you heard about this diagnosis. What did you do? You probably ran right to the computer and started Googling things.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's...
Sleepless nights. It was...
What do you see when you start Googling the DMD?
All kinds of things I didn't understand.
Must have been terrifying.
It was. Yeah.
How has this DMD affected Joey? What are the things that you're physically seeing in him?
He can't really run as fast as his peers, like I stated before. When he walks, he kind of waddles like a penguin. Mm-hmm. It also affects him neurologically. He also has autism and ADHD. With this disease, he has to take steroids every single day. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever taken prednisone, mm-hmm. but it makes you kind of grumpy. And that's kind of lowballing it. He's very angry all the time.
Well,
so
you know, something like it probably bothers him to see the other kids be able to do things he can't do. That's going to build up some frustration, especially in an 8-year-old. I mean, 8-year-olds, you can't contain them.
Yeah. Especially if you were able to do said things like running and keeping up with your peers.
Especially because he has a lot of friends. He's definitely a boy. He loves playing and getting dirty, and yep. he wants to play sports, and it's really hard for him.
The fact that in the next 4 years, if things go as expected, that he's not going to be able to walk, this must put enormous pressure on you to make sure every day he lives it to the fullest while he can still walk. Do you think about that constantly?
We do. So we try to travel as much as possible. We try to do all the things that I can help him get through, and he can still have fun. The thing that's the most heartbreaking for him is that he can't hike anymore. He gets tired too fast.
Where would you go before?
We went to the White Mountains a lot. We live in Westport, so there's a lot of hiking trails there. We used to go around where we lived too. We have a hiking trail right across the street, and it's a smaller one, and he can only make it about halfway now.
This progresses till eventually he stops walking. What did the doctor say beyond that?
He's probably only going to live into his 20s. Along with not walking, all of his muscles are going to fail. So he's on a heart preventative, and so it affects his brain already.
Jennifer, how do you sit here and talk about that? I mean, this must be shredding you.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Thank you. Recently, I've been able to come to terms with it, but for the past year, almost year and a half, it's been a big struggle for us and our family.
Yeah. I'm floored by this.
I'm a small business owner, and it's been failing lately. And I'm just kind of focusing on him. He's had tons of appointments back and forth to Boston. There's a new gene therapy that's out that can slow the progression of the disease. He received that back in April, so he had to leave school early, and he was in quarantine for 3 months because of he was immunosuppressed. With that 3 months, I have a cleaning business. That's what I do because it's the only thing that works with my schedule. I went to college and everything, but I clean houses.
What's the name of the business?
South Coastal Cleaning. Through the whole quarantine and everything, I wasn't able to go clean these houses. Mm-hmm. A lot of them anyways. I lost a lot of clients. Yeah. And you know, my clients, they felt horrible. They're like family to me because I'm a one-man band. I tried hiring people before. It just didn't work out. My clients' likings are mine. I only have a true few clients, and I had to let a lot of them go. So,
I mean, you stepped up like any mom would and shift your focus to your children.
Yeah.
That's, you know, business, whatever. I'll deal with that down the line. Now it's what? The concentrating, the poking and the prodding and the waiting around.
Yeah, he had to go get his blood drawn twice a week for like 3 months straight. It was so horrible. Not to mention the nausea and everything, all the side effects that came with that.
So what are you doing to make the most of every day?
I've totally shifted my work schedule. If I need extra money, I'll DoorDash while he's at school. I'm making it happen. And every moment that he can be home with me, I make sure that I'm there with him.
And going into the holidays.
Yeah.
What does Joey want? Has he asked for anything?
He just wants to hike again. He's asked.
What does he need to make that happen?
He wants a wheelchair that can go out into the woods.
And they make it?
They make those?
Yeah, there's backpack wheelchairs, so I can put a backpack on my back, and there's a seat that's attached to it, and he can sit in the seat.
You know, there are people out there listening this morning that want to help him, and they want to help him be able to go out there and hike like an 8-year-old should be able to hike. And if it takes a special kind of a wheelchair to make it happen, then we just got to make that happen.
Thank you.
The time is ticking for Joey to walk, so what else does he like to do?
Well, he does have a lot at home. He has his trampoline that we jump on for a little amount of time while he can.
What about you as a mom? Are you able to, I mean, let's just say like get a facial or something like that. I'm sure you can't even, you're so probably so far away for that.
I haven't even thought
about it. But wouldn't that be nice
myself,
to be able to like get a little something like that for you? It's almost like the plane's going down here and you got to put the mask on yourself first and then you help others.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd have time for a facial.
Can someone come clean your house?
Right?
Truly. I mean, you're the one always doing it. But, you know, it's just those little things, those tasks or those bills or gas money for all the appointments. I mean,
all of those things are really hard for me right now. As I said, I lost a lot of clients. So I'm really just day to day, paycheck to paycheck, just trying my hardest to get through. And luckily, so I live in an apartment. Luckily, my landlord, she's amazing. I love her. She's really family oriented. So if we're ever late, she's like, it's no big deal, Jen. I know you'll pay me.
What town do you live in?
I live in Westport.
And where does he go to school? Westport Elementary?
Yep.
Great school.
Yeah.
Very nice school.
They're amazing with him. They make a lot of accommodations. And he is a sweetheart, but he's not the easiest kid because of everything going on. He knows he has this disease, but he doesn't know the extreme of it. He's struggling mentally with it.
You're listening this morning in Westport. Maybe you're dropping off your child to Westport Elementary or Westport Middle School or High School. You know, this is one of your kids, guys.
For anyone that is listening right now, what do you want them to know? What do you want them to know about Joey?
And Joey's an amazing kid, and he's just like every other kid that wants to live life normally, and it's really hard for him. So we're just trying to make that happen as much as possible while we can.
Jennifer Willis, before we let you go, again, if there are people out there listening and they're hearing your story and they're moved and they want to help you, a lot of people can text in the word wishes to the number 26989 and they can make a donation in any amount, you know, $5, $10, whatever. Mm-hmm. If they want to go $500 one, we take those too. But what would you say to these people who are listening on the other side of the radio this morning?
It would mean the world to us, of course, and anything helps. And Joey would be so appreciative if he could go up a mountain one more time, or maybe forever, you know, while he's still here.
What a just a horrible illness to have to deal with, but the strength that Jennifer is showing and Joey as well, and you can make that hike happen for them. Maybe somebody out there wants to donate that special wheelchair, or maybe you donate $5 or $10 that helps them get closer to getting it. whatever it may be, you can make your donation by texting wishes 25. I know Michael said texting wishes, but it's wishes 25 to 26989. You can also go online to WBSM.com, the WBSM app, the WBSM Facebook page. We just put up the story. There's a link in the story that you can donate through. You can also go to WBSM.com and click on the Holiday Wish tab at the top of the page. And on the top of the page that it takes you to, there's a link right there too. And then when you put in how much you want to donate, and then it'll ask you, is it a one-time donation or a recurring? Once you make that selection, it'll bring you to the page where you start entering in all of your information. And on that page, it will allow you to select which family from this week you want to support, whether it's one from earlier in the week or if it's Joey and Jennifer today. You can also call the Holiday Wish Week hotline over in the Fun 107 studio at 508-999-0443. 508-999-0443. So if you're somebody who has access to one of those wheelchairs and you say, hey, I want to donate the chair, that's the number to call, 508-999-0443. Because Victoria from the United Way is over there right now taking those calls and keeping track of what everybody's donating. Any business owners that make a donation that want to challenge other businesses to match it, you can call me and let me know, 508-996-0500. Any individuals that make a donation that want to challenge others to match it, same thing. So after you call in or make your donation online, call me at 508-996-0500 so that we can challenge the audience. And also, you know, if business owners are going to make a donation, we're happy to give them a little mention as well. So, and speaking of businesses, we want to thank all of the great businesses that have made Holiday Wish Week possible. Some of our partners in making these families have a better holiday season, along with the United Way. And I'm just going to, you know, I have them grouped here. And I'm supposed to just read one group each time. I'm just going to give them all the shout out today because they deserve it. First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Aaron Pools and Spas, Mosquito Squad, Carefree Homes, Sousa Family Orthodontics, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Auto, Used Tire Warehouse, Goulart Square Bakery, Frontera Grill, A&M Driving School, Precise Inc. Thank you to all of them for making this happen and for allowing us to use this airtime both on WBSM and Fun 107 to make this happen. And all these businesses are also donating to these families as well. So thank you so much. And thank you to each one of you out there who are going to donate. So if you want to make a donation today, that hotline is 508-999-0443. All right, I got to get a break in here. When we come back, we'll have the news with Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files. And then we can talk some more. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
You're waking up with the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
A 17-year-old boy killed in a California explosion, the highest layoff levels since 2020, and the Pantone Color of the Year has been announced.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A Virginia man has been taken into custody in connection with pipe bombs being placed at the Republican and Democratic National Committee's headquarters the night before the January 6th Capitol riot. After a nearly five-year investigation into the identity of the person who placed the bombs, the FBI had released videos of the suspects placing the devices outside of the DNC headquarters, and then another video showing him placing it behind the RNC building in the alley. The bombs were reportedly viable and could have caused major harm if they exploded. A 17-year-old boy is dead after a fireworks explosion in South Los Angeles.
It happened at about 9 o'clock Wednesday night at a home in the Vermont Knolls neighborhood. The teen was rushed to a hospital and later died. There are no reports of other injuries. KTLA reports the teen was handling an illegal firework when it accidentally detonated. A bomb squad was called to the scene to investigate the explosion. I'm Daniel Martindale.
A reported 5.9 magnitude earthquake in Nevada has been deleted from the USGS website. The Nevada Seismological Laboratory at the University of Nevada in Reno confirmed no seismic activity actually occurred. The quake had been reported to have been centered near Dayton, about 40 miles south of Reno. Posts on social media from those close to the reported epicenter said they didn't feel any shaking at all. People from as far away as California received alerts on their phones. U.S.-based employers are experiencing the highest level of job cuts since the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a new report from outplacement firm Challenger, over 1 million job cuts have been made so far in 2025, up 54% from levels during the first 11 months of 2024. The latest report also showed a high level of layoffs in November being fueled by cuts in the telecommunications, technology, food services, and retail industries. Research found restructuring, the closing of stores, and economic conditions as factors in the workforce reductions. More adults over the age of 45 are experiencing feelings of loneliness. The new study from AARP found that 40% of respondents said that they felt lonely, up from 2010 and 2018, when 35% of respondents reported such feelings. The study found a negative correlation between loneliness and age, higher education, and household income. And those who reported experiencing loneliness averaged spending more than 7 hours alone per day compared to the overall 45-plus population. The State Department renewing its warning for Americans to avoid traveling to Venezuela. Officials announced the advisory this week, renewing the classification of Venezuela at level 4, do not travel, over claims of instability and wrongful detention in the nation. The advisory stressed avoiding travel to the South American country for any reason and urged U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents to depart immediately. Google is out with the top searches of 2025.
Conservative activist Charlie Kirk was the highest trending search of the year. He was shot and killed while speaking at Utah Valley University in September. Meanwhile, the hit Netflix animated movie K-pop Demon Hunters came in second, followed by the hot collectible Labubu Dolls in third. Other hot search topics for 2025 included the government shutdown and tariffs. Google compiled the list from data between January 1st and November 25th. I'm at Mattinson.
Pantone has unveiled its color of the year for 2026. The color experts selected Cloud Dancer as being described as a shade of white that encourages true relaxation and focus. However, some social media critics refer to the selection as a swing and a miss or an absence of color. Pantone has chosen a color of the year since 2000, and two colors were chosen in both 2016 and 2021.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics over the Wizards, 146-101. The Cs are in L.A. with the Lakers tonight at 7 o'clock. The Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues last night 5-2. Bees will be hosting the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Bitter cold today, only 15 degrees early this morning, upper 20s during the afternoon, sunshine to late day clouds. Tonight, increasing clouds, some scattered flurries late at night. Could be some icy spots overnight towards daybreak, lows in the upper 20s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Life is like a hurricane. Get in, duck bird. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
X-Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays, but just a few notables today. Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls is celebrating his 60th birthday today. Comedian and star of All-American Girl, Margaret Cho, is 57. And Frankie Muniz, who is returning to acting for four new episodes of his beloved series Malcolm in the Middle, turns 40 today. On this date in 1980, U2 played their first show in the U.S. when they performed at the Ritz Ballroom in New York City. Only about 25 people showed up. But I'm sure there's, you know, 2,025 people that will tell you that they were there that day, right? That's how it goes. All right, I'll let it go again. Hold on. Here we go. It was on this date in 1980 that the movie Flash Gordon, with this badass theme sung by Queen, opened up in theaters. Also in 1980, speaking with Rolling Stone's Jonathan Cott, John Lennon gave his last print interview. He was, of course, killed by Mark David Chapman just 3 days later. In 1984, Beverly Hills Cop, an action comedy starring Eddie Murphy, debuted in theaters on this date. It went on to become one of the biggest films of the 80s and spawned multiple sequels and cemented Murphy as a box office megastar. December 5th, 1987, Belinda Carlisle went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Heaven is a Place on Earth, the ex-Go-Go member's first solo number one. The promotional video was directed by Academy Award-winning actress Diane Keaton and features an appearance of Carlisle's husband, Morgan Mason. December 5th, 1987 was also the day that the Jesus and Mary chain were banned from appearing on CBS's version of Tops of the Pops after complaints of blasphemy when the group's name was flashed across the screen. The show asked the band to not go by the Jesus and Mary chain for that night and to instead call themselves JAMC, but the group did not agree. December 5th, 1993, one-time Gin Blossoms guitarist Doug Hopkins committed suicide at the age of 32. Hopkins was fired from the group before the release of their debut album, New Miserable Experience, but the biggest hits from that album, the song Hey Jealousy and Found Out About You, were songs that he wrote. On this date in 1997, Good Will Hunting was released in theaters nationwide. In 1998, Billboard changed the way they calculate the Hot 100, finally accounting for airplay. Previously, if a song wasn't available for purchase as a single, it couldn't chart. As labels withheld singles to goose album sales, popular songs like Don't Speak and One Headlight were conspicuously absent from the chart, prompting the change. In 2006, we played the song earlier. In 2006, Audrey Hepburn's dress was auctioned off at a record price. Her classic little black dress from Breakfast at Tiffany's was auctioned for charity for $923,187. This took the world auction record for a dress made for a film. And in 2008, O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted for the well-known double murder in Los Angeles, was sentenced to up to 33 years in prison for robbing a pair of memorabilia dealers. He was later released in 2017. That's the Gen X Files for December 5th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where you can join the Just Another Star Club Rewards Program. And you should stop by and get yourself a nice stuffed cheese roll, stuffed with whatever you want, this weekend. All right. We had a pretty light Gen X Files when it came to birthdays, but I think we made up for it in all kinds of other stuff. Some days I look at that list of celebrity birthdays and I say, I don't know who these people are. And if I don't know who these people are
and I'm kind of a nerd about this stuff, then nobody's going to know who these people are. So I just give you the ones that I think you'll recognize and the ones that apply to the kind of things that we talk about in the Gen X Files. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And you might be thinking to yourself, on a morning like today, where it was 15 degrees out when I left the house, you got to say, I don't know if I'm as energy efficient as I can be. How you doing? So you might want to be reaching out to C2S Energy as soon as possible. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show. 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Brought to you by D's Hot Dogs, even though we are sharing our Holiday Wish family, the Willis family of Westport, Jennifer and her 8-year-old son, Joey, who is battling Duchenne muscular dystrophy, but wants to be able to go on hikes again and needs that special wheelchair to be able to do it. Plus, of course, you know, as you heard, she's not able to work. Sure, her business is suffering. They're financially suffering. So anything that you can donate helps. And you can do that by calling the Holiday Wish hotline, 508-999-0443, or by texting wishes25 to 26989. Or if you just go to the story on WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, or the WBSM Facebook page, you'll see the link there to be able to donate to the United Way and to the Holiday Wish campaign. You just select, when you select the campaign, the Holiday Wish campaign, and you put in all your information, it will ask you which family you want to sponsor. And keep in mind, even though, you know, this is the last day of Holiday Wish Week, that donation button is going to stay up there. So if you're not getting paid this week, you're getting paid next week, and you want to make a donation next week, it'll still be up there because these families will still need help. So unfortunately, we can't solve all their problems in just 1 week. So all of those families will still gladly take these donations, which again, go to the United Way directly, and the United Way then pays whatever the family needs. So instead of giving them the money or giving them a check or even giving them, you know, an account, instead, the United Way says to them, bring us your bills, bring us your mortgage payment, bring it, whatever it is that you need done. We'll take care of it all administratively. So you know that there's, you know, oversight to how this is being used. So hopefully you can make a donation to that. But, of course, it is also, as it is Holiday Wish Week, it's also Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. And we have our Fun Friday question up at WBSM.com's Facebook. No, up at the WBSM Facebook page, rather. But you can also call in, too. The question today is, because Stranger Things has brought back some of these foods from the 80s in the past, New Coke. Now they've got the peanut butter boppers made a comeback, the Gatorade in the glass bottle. I went to order some to add to my new Coke that I bought a couple years ago. I went to order some of the Gatorade, and it was sold out. But I was like, I wanted to know, does it have, is it a paper wrapper or is it that old foam wrapper? Remember when they had the foam wrapper around? Very fine juices in the glass bottle with the foam wrapper. Give me the fruit punch from Very Fine. back when they came in those glass bottles. That's one of the things I want to have make a comeback. But I got some, I shared it on my Facebook page and I got some action over there. And I think, you know, over the course of the day, people are going to have things that they think of that are going to dawn on them that they weren't thinking of before. And they'll say, oh yeah, I should have said that one. So you can just put your answer anytime you want. But Elise says she wants the Ann and Hope pizza. I don't know that I ever had the pizza at Ann and Hope. And then Craig says, okay soda. Okay soda to me tasted like somebody left like some Skittles in the bottom of the can. Don't ask me how I know what it tastes like when you leave Skittles on the soda. And then Ray says, the original Chicken Littles from KFC. I'm with you 1,000% on that, Ray. It is a travesty that KFC brought back Chicken Littles a couple of years ago and called them that when it was just one of those KFC snackers on a bun. That was not the original. I want the original chicken patty on the original little bun like that. That's a Chicken Little. You used to get four. It was like four for a dollar or something. And one of the most surreal experiences of my life, I'm not even sure if it was real or if it was a fever dream. But I think we went out, my family went out to Rockland, and there was a KFC that had a buffet. And on that buffet, they had endless Chicken Littles. You could just have as many as you wanted. It was crazy. I don't know if it was real or if I just dreamed it, imagined it. But if it wasn't real, please don't ruin it for me. But I can tell you one place that is for real is Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, 115 Huddleston Avenue. If you are out shopping for your holiday parties and you need to get some libations, that is the place to go to. If you need a gift for somebody, especially a whiskey or bourbon lover, they have a variety that you won't find anywhere else. And maybe they're into gins, maybe they're into tequilas. They have all kinds of unique offerings for that too. And you know what else they have a big selection of there? Local brands, things that are made here in New England, like Tuck Gin, which they're going to be tasting today from 4 to 6. So you can stop by and try some of that. They also have their mini holiday tasting coming up on the 19th. You'll probably see me over there for that. And even if you're not sure of what to get for somebody, a Stevie's Wine and Spirits gift card makes a great gift for people 21 and over. So stop by and check out their selection. You're going to walk out of there with something. And don't forget, anything that has a purple dot, you can try it before you buy it. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Got to get my last break in for this hour. We'll be right back. All right. We are going to be going into the news in just a moment. We're going to get the ABC News for all your national headlines. Then we're going to get the local